VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah increased sharply in recent days after an Israeli airstrike on Beirut killed a senior Hezbollah official as well as dozens of others. On Sunday, Hezbollah fired more than 150 rockets at Israel, damaging homes in northern Israel and sparking fires. Israel continued to fire barrages of rockets at Lebanon. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Hezbollah rockets on Sunday reached deeper into Israel than at any time since the war between Israel and Hamas began almost a year ago. Israeli analysts say that Hezbollah has suffered a severe blow in the past week, starting when thousands of pagers exploded in a complex operation attributed to Israel. Sarit Zahavi is an expert on Lebanon from the Alma Center.
It's really difficult to have an organizational conduct of an army, and this is what is Hezbollah, when you don't have how to communicate, and 3,000 of your commanders or military operatives basically cannot function.
Israel remains on high alert for further Hezbollah attacks. Schools in northern Israel will remain closed, and hospitals continue to operate underground. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the U.S. state of Pennsylvania ammunition factory that is producing one of the most critically needed munitions for his country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. His visit to the Scranton Army ammunition plant on Sunday took place under extraordinarily tight security. Zelensky's visit kicked off a busy week in the United States. He will speak at the UN General Assembly annual gathering in New York on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then travel to Washington for talks on Thursday with President Joe Biden and Vice President